there was a remote control replica of the main character's race car. It had flashing lights and all kinds of sound effects, like roaring space engines and laser blaster sounds. "How old were you?" Mike asked. "Oh, about 5 or 6. "Tough age. Just a little too young for the 'sorry, kid, there's no Santa Claus' talk from your parents." "What do you mean there's no Santa Claus?" Keith joked with mock horror. The smile in Mike's voice came through on the phone line. "Oops, I was going to wait until you turned 30 before I let you in on that one." "Don't even joke about a gay guy turning 30. That's worse than learning there's no Santa Claus," Keith declared. "Noted," Mike replied. "Seriously, don't beat yourself up about being a normal little kid who didn't know anything about family finances. I'm sure your parents understood." "Thank you, Mike. You always know the right thing to say to make me feel better." "That's what friends are for." Keith sat back on the couch. He wished Mike were right there at that moment, cozying up under the blanket with him. For now, he'd have to be satisfied just hearing the man's soothing voice on the phone. Mike added, "Thank you for thinking of me for helping out with you at the new soup kitchen. I'd love..."